haven't seen her lately, and she never calls. She don't ask my friends about me, gives no clues at all that a fire might still be burning, yeah. And I'd say she's about as gone as a girl can get. She don't even show up in my dreams at night, but my stubborn old memory keeps holding on tight. Sure makes it hard to forget. She's about as gone as a girl can get. She's out of here, she disappeared without a trace. More or less unimpressed by the tears on my face. Destination unknown, she just dropped out of sight. Last seen heading right on out of my life, like a stranger I ain't never met. She's about as gone. Dropped out of sight. Last seen heading right on out of my life, like a stranger I ain't never met. She's about as gone as a girl can get. Like a stranger I say she's about as gone as a girl can get.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial underway. I'm Daria Albinger. Court is expected to adjourn soon in the hush money trial of former President Trump. ABC's Dave Packer with more on some of the issues involving jurors, including one that was behind today's earlier than usual recess.
Jury issues as former President Trump's New York criminal trial gets underway. Judge Juan Merchan announcing juror number 9 was concerned about media attention. But after meeting with that juror, Merchan announced juror number 9 is going to remain with us. Another juror, an alternate, will need emergency dental work, which will force proceedings to end early today. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
The former president spoke to reporters outside the courtroom.
I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
The prosecution's first witness, we have learned, is the former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Packer, who's described himself as a friend of the former president's. This is ABC News. After months of political wrangling, the British government appears poised to finally deal with its own border problem by sending failed asylum seekers to Rwanda.
Some of the failed asylum seekers who arrive on the coast throw their passports overboard on arrival to hide their home country identity for possible deportation. Now, that will no longer be an issue for the British government, which is prepared to move them on to a third country, Rwanda, thousands of miles away. Illegal migration, a huge burden on the UK taxpayers, and a huge issue in this year's election here. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Groundbreaking is taking place for a high-speed rail line which will connect Los Angeles and Las Vegas. The $12 billion Brightline West project includes $3 billion from the Biden administration's infrastructure bill. The train would make the trip in just over 2 hours. That's about half the time it takes to drive. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds increasing today as high temperatures strike the upper 60s, thanks to the southwest winds pulling in the warmth but gusting up to 30 miles per hour. With an elevated fire risk today, it's a good thing that showers roll in late this afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. There's been an arrest and a Janesville homicide. Ted Allen has an update.
A 23-year-old man is in custody in connection with the death of a 22-year-old woman. Her body was found along the Peace Trail on Janesville's south side Wednesday. Police say the victim and suspect had a child together, but their relationship had soured. A search warrant executed on the man's home turned up evidence investigators say connects him to the woman's death. He's being held in the Rock County Jail on suspicion of first-degree intentional homicide.
The man accused of killing and cutting up 19-year-old Sadie Robinson is back in court today. Maxwell Anderson has a hearing. He's accused of killing Robinson earlier this month after what police say was their first date. He's accused of cutting her into pieces and leaving those pieces throughout the county. Investigators have not said exactly why they think that happened. Anderson's attorney is not commenting before today's hearing. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood Post-Frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Anabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Three people were injured in a single vehicle accident in Menominee Township Saturday night. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, the vehicle was southbound on Highway K when the driver lost control on the crest of a hill, entered the west ditch, and struck a tree. One person was ejected from the vehicle, and the other two were trapped and needed to be extricated by Menominee firefighters. All three were taken to the hospital. Alcohol and speed appear to be factors in the accident. An Alma man who died when his vehicle ended up in the Zumbro River on March 28th had a heart attack just before the accident. According to the Wabasha County Sheriff's Department, 62-year-old James Steiner was driving on North County Road 11 when he had a heart attack and his truck veered off the road, flipped over, and ended up submerged in the river. Steiner was pronounced dead at the scene. A Zumbro Falls woman made her first court appearance in Wabasha County Court Friday after she allegedly walked into a Lake City home and threatened the people inside before taking money from them. According to authorities, 41-year-old Polly Calhoun allegedly came into the home through the porch area wearing a ski mask. While one victim was sitting at the dinner table and the other was watching television in the living room, upon entering, Calhoun allegedly told the victims, quote, "You should really lock your doors," unquote, and demanded that the victims give her money and credit and debit card information. The couple ended up giving Calhoun $400 in cash. They were able to lock her out of the house when she went down to the patio. Wabasha County Sheriff's deputies arrested Calhoun after a search of her home. She's now charged with first-degree burglary with a dangerous weapon. Eau Claire police say a missing 16-year-old has been found. Officers say they found Colin Robidek on Friday night. He had went missing last week after riding his bike away from his home. No one is saying just where he went, but police say he was found safe and sound. The state of Wisconsin's debt is the lowest it's been in 25 years. The new 2023 report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum says state reserves are now at the highest levels on record, peaking at $6.7 billion last June. The WPF also says the state is in a good place to pay short-term bills, and the jobless fund balance has recovered. The report says, despite these improvements, the state transportation fund borrowing is continuing to be a concern. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
One person is dead after a two-vehicle accident near Pigeon Falls Friday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a vehicle was traveling southbound on Highway 53, crossed the center line, and hit a northbound vehicle. The driver of the southbound vehicle died at the scene, and the driver and passenger of the northbound vehicle were taken to Tri-County Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Residents of Zumbrota will have one less place to cool off this summer. That city announced Friday it would close the municipal pool due to safety concerns. The social media post did not detail the concerns, but said the closure was meant to ensure the well-being of the community. The city is hoping to build a new pool with a levy for the project coming up for a vote in August. The vice president is in Western Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris will be making a stop in La Crosse. She will once again be talking about abortion. This is Harris's third visit to Wisconsin this year alone. It's another sign as to just how critical Wisconsin is in this fall's race for the White House.
Fair season could see a number of multi-time winners across Wisconsin this year. Governor Evers Friday signed a new law that allows people to show their animals, pies, or crafts at multiple county fairs. Up until now, winners could only show their blue ribbon winners once. Fair managers say that limits the number of competitors and takes away opportunities, particularly from young people. The new law also includes a funding boost to make sure that local fairs can cover the cost of all of their competitions. An artificial intelligence application developed at Mayo Clinic is about to be sold nationwide in smart stethoscopes. The algorithm detects a condition called low ejection fraction, which can often be an indicator of heart failure. The Mayo Clinic has been using the algorithm during heart examinations over the last 3 years, and the FDA recently approved the application for use in stethoscopes. The cardiologist who co-invented the algorithm says low ejection fraction is a dangerous condition that can lead to sudden death. He thinks the AI could have a big impact on early detection and treatment, since using a stethoscope is non-invasive and a standard practice for most doctors. You're listening to WRDN News.
Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness is celebrating 21 years, helping you look and feel your best. From April 22nd through April 26th, visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness. Register to win a one-year fitness membership. Check out their new fitness equipment, plus purchase any one-year membership and receive 21% off. There are savings on tanning or fitness memberships when you set up AutoPay. Take advantage of specials on tanning lotions and merchandise during the 21st anniversary celebration at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
A cat that was stuck in a tree for 2 days after storms was finally rescued by a local company. Harvey's Tree Care saved the soaking wet cat in Chippewa Falls. The company used a cherry picker to lift someone high enough to reach the cat. The cat is currently being cared for at the Humane Society. You're listening to WRDN News.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds increasing today as high temperatures strike the upper 60s, thanks to the southwest winds pulling in the warmth but gusting up to 30 miles per hour. With an elevated fire risk today, it's a good thing that showers roll in late this afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
The experts don't like the Bucks' chances of winning their playoff opening series against Indiana, but Milwaukee got the upper hand in the series last night, winning Game 1, 109-94 at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Damian Lillard poured in 35, all 35 coming in the first half.
You know, I was patient and just got the catches on the other side of half court a lot of times and just tried to play with pace. You know, if they was going to pick up that high up the floor, I wanted to just get my pace up and attack. And, you know, I was able to get into a rhythm, and I know I got to be aggressive, so I just, you know, I stayed in attack mode.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
He carried us. He was unbelievable.
I thought he had just played under control, very aggressive, which is the way we wanted him.
Chris Middleton added 23 and 10 rebounds. Bobby Portis, 15 points and 11 boards. Pascal Siakam led all scorers with 36 for the Pacers, but Tyrese Halliburton, he scored just 9. Game 2 of the series is Tuesday night in Milwaukee. Elsewhere in the NBA, Boston 114, Miami 94. Clippers over Dallas 109-97. Oklahoma City down New Orleans 94-92. Brewers pulled out the brooms in St. Louis, blanking the Cardinals 2-0 yesterday and winning all three games in the series. Owen Miller broke a scoreless tie with a seventh-inning single that scored Blake Perkins and Bryce Turang. For Miller, it was his first start and first hit of the season.
Yeah, just tried to mentally stay there. Just worked on my defense, worked on just my hitting and stuff like that, and showed up to the ballpark with a good attitude every day. I was following along. We were all following along here and seeing the boys playing well, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Miller on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Brian Hudson earned the win in relief, striking out 4 over 2 1/3 innings. Former Badger guard Connor Asijan has a new home. He announced Sunday that Nebraska is his transfer destination. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get our SpringFest doorbusters while you can, right now at Lowe's. Shop $5 spring cleaning must-haves from Scrub Daddy, Tide Simply, and more. Plus, save over $1,000 on the LG Smart Top Load Laundry Pair. Was $22.98, now $12.96. These limited-time deals are going fast, so shop them in-store and online today. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. Offer valid through 4/22. Appliances pricing includes all discounts while supplies last.
Reddick brings MJ to Victory Lane in Talladega. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 5 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 victories. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
2311 Racing's Tyler Reddick led 13 laps in yesterday's Geico 500 at the Talladega Super Speedway, including the final one to claim the win. His first of the season and first at Talladega. It's also the first win for his team owners, Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan, this year. Reddick credits some of his Toyota teammates in helping him stay at the front of the field in the closing laps.
It was, I wasn't alone. I had Martin Truex and Ty Gibbs, and the Toyota guys, this is what we do. We're family. We work together. Sometimes it works, sometimes it didn't, unfortunately, like we saw earlier, but I just appreciate all their help there at the end.
The race saw 73 lead changes among 23 drivers that spent time at the front. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
You don't need a huge garden to grow a bumper crop of vegetables. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Raised bed gardens have a lot of benefits, and here's how to build one as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A raised bed garden in my yard for growing everything from tomatoes to green beans. It's easy to weed and there are no compaction problems because I don't walk on it. Raised beds warm up earlier in the spring and dry out faster, so you get a jump start on the planting season. Brooke Edmonds is a commercial horticulturist with Oregon State University Extension. She says you can just mound up soil and plant into it or use some sort of framing material to hold the soil in place.
So that could be pressure treated wood. You can use concrete blocks, cinder blocks, but you can get really creative. Some folks have old watering troughs, just drill some extra drain holes in the bottom, and then you can fill that up with a soil mix and plant that out. There's lots of great custom designs out there.
The soil for a raised bed depends on the quality of your native soil. If it's good soil, you can rototill it and raise it up a few inches. If it's made of heavy clay or has lots of sand, it's best to buy garden soil that is well-draining and has organic matter in it.
Usually folks may buy a bulk load, have that delivered, and use it to fill their raised bed. I wouldn't necessarily recommend potting soil. One, it's a little bit more expensive, and sometimes it has things like perlite or other things mixed in, which will basically like float to the top of your bed. But look for a well-draining garden soil. Take a look at it before you buy it. You may want to also purchase some compost or well-composted manures to mix into that to just help with the drainage.
How deep should the bed be? Edmund says the soil should be deep enough to support the roots of what you're growing. Learn more about raised bed gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
62 in downtown Durant. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN. Double-digit gains in the milk markets today. May milk up 43 to 1823. June up 38 to 1845. July up 28 to 1861. August up 36 to 1890. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were higher. Barrels up 11 to 177. 40-pound blocks up 8 to 176. 5 trade a barrel, 1 trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 8 to 3, even 15 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 112. No trades. Dry whey down a quarter to 39. And no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher on the day after Friday's support of cattle on feed report. There's also other big takeaways. The nervousness and fear surrounding the avian influenza outbreak has run its course through the markets, and traders are now refocusing on the market's long-term bullish fundamentals, and that is helping to support live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets also moving mostly higher as we have higher midday pork cutout values at the week's start. Packers have been running aggressive. Processing speeds in the hog sector are moving higher, and Packers need, though, to see consistent consumer demand, but so far that's helping to support prices. April live cattle up $1.92 to $183.40, June up $2.42 to $178.10, August up $3.22 to $176.77. April feeder cattle up $1.55 to $242.87, May up $3.70 to $245.70. August up $5.35 to $258.85. May hogs up 62 cents to $96.85. June up 62 cents to $105.45. July up $1.25 to $107.72. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are moving mostly higher. Corn receiving some spillover support from the wheat market. Now, weekly export sales were also strong at 1.624 million metric tons, and the second crop in Brazil is seeing some areas of dryness. Soybeans are also moving mostly higher as well. There's some good short covering, and oil is leading the product complex. That's helping to support the markets as well. Weekly export inspections were range-bound. Wheat markets, though, moving mostly higher as well, even though the plains will see seasonal to above-normal temperatures to push that crop along. But the weekly crop progress report is expected to show some slightly lower conditions, with maturity just ahead of the five-year average. May corn up 5.5 to 439, July up 6.5 to 449.5, September up 6.75 to 458, new crop up 6 to 472.25. May and July beans both up 12.75, May at 1163.25, July at 1178.5, August up 13 to 1179.75, new crop up 11.25 to 1172.25. May soybean meal down 40 cents to 343.30, but May soybean oil up $1.05 to 45.43. Chicago wheat, May up 21.25 to 571.5, July up 22 to 588.75. Minneapolis wheat, May up 10 to 657, July up 11.25 to 663.75. Energy markets today are moving mostly lower. Now, May crude oil still up 19 cents to 83.33, but June down 18 cents to 82.04. May and June gas both down 2 cents, May at 268, June at 266. Market prices courtesy of Bar Chart. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Some senators want more access to Japan for U.S. potatoes. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
During a recent visit to the nation's capital by Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, a bipartisan group of senators wanted to see the Biden administration apply pressure to get fresh U.S. potatoes into Japan. National Potato Council CEO Cam Corliss says the potato industry was watching.
In conjunction with that visit, you had a group of 10 senators led by Senator Cantwell in Washington State and Senator Risch from Idaho write a letter to President Biden urging him to jumpstart the technical discussions over U.S. market access to Japan for fresh potatoes.
Corliss says it's been requested of Japan for at least 30 years.
But it really got ramped up in the last 5 years on the U.S. side. But the Japanese government has not moved forward one bit in those 5 years.
And the senators, Corliss says, felt this was a good opportunity to turn up the pressure.
I think those senators are trying to provide some assistance to the administration, political assistance, to push past a lot of domestic protectionism within Japan and finally get the process moving.
So, can we put our foot down and say enough?
Yeah, certainly Japan has things that they're looking for, either in the agriculture space or in other industries that they want to trade with the United States. At some point, the administration has got to say, look, we're not going to move forward on those priorities unless you address what U.S. farmers care about.
While the Japanese prime minister was in Washington, there was no word if the Biden administration did take up the potato issue with the prime minister. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. There will be a 2024 summer E15 waiver for 8 states, including Wisconsin. The announcement from EPA will give consumers ongoing access to the E15 blend of fuel known as unleaded 88 at the pump. Monte Shaw, executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, says he's glad for the certainty.
Huge win for consumers and retailers. It's going to allow us to continue to sell E15 and no interruption. You know, it's selling for 15, 20 cents a gallon less, more ethanol, more renewable, more homegrown, and lower cost. So we've seen sales really skyrocket lately. And so we didn't want to see that come off the market.
The waiver announcement is good timing as the industry now has breathing room with fewer than 2 weeks until a fuel deadline. Without the announcement, terminal operators would not have allowed E15 to go to stations after May 1st. Shaw thanked Iowa's governor, congressional delegation, and the Secretary of Agriculture for keeping up the pressure to get this done.
Because of the governor's leadership, at least 8 states in the Midwest will be good to go from here on out. The ones that took action on their own, and the EPA approved it starting next year. So we won't have to sit here and bite our fingernails going forward, but that leaves 42 other states. So we'd still like to see a national fix.
That's Monte Shaw of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the only option to move forward with a bill to reform cattle markets is through the Farm Bill. Grassley has long supported legislation such as the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. However, he says the Farm Bill is the only option for the legislation.
It's something that we would try to do if we had markup in the Senate Ag Committee. It's something I would try to do. But since we aren't having that markup, that's out of question. We'll never get that bill up separately.
Grassley said it is important legislation for family farmers.
It's an important enough thing. You're talking about breaking up the monopoly of the big four meat packers and what they're doing to the family farmer, making it difficult to market on a fair basis, it's very important from an antitrust standpoint that we do things like that.
That's Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association celebrating an achievement at the 2024 Novavis Championship Cheese Auction, raising a record-breaking $423,000. This surpasses the previous record by a significant margin. The funds will be directly benefiting various initiatives for the next generation of dairy professionals. Scholarships like the Mike Dean and Cheese Industry Supplier Student Scholarships offered by the WCMA
will be empowering and aspiring individuals to pursue careers in cheesemaking and related fields. The auction proceeds will also fuel training programs for dairy manufacturers and suppliers to ensure that they possess the latest knowledge and skills. Additionally, the donations will be used to continue to support the development of facilities like the Center for Dairy Research at UW-Madison and the dairy pilot plants at other universities. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association finished a successful legislative conference in Washington, D.C. The three-day event brought in cattle producers from across the country to Washington to meet with federal agencies and their elected members of Congress. The conference was a great opportunity to meet with our representatives and discuss issues with agencies like USDA, EPA, and the Fish and Wildlife Service, said NCBA President Mark Ensel. I'm thankful for the NCBA's teamwork that they do every day in D.C., and meetings like this are valuable to show policymakers how the decisions they make in Washington impact farmers and ranchers thousands of miles away. This year, 300 cattle producers traveled to Washington and participated in 170 meetings on Capitol Hill. During the three-day event, NCBA members also discussed their priorities for the next farm bill, including the need for animal health, disaster relief, risk management, and voluntary conservation programs. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
We do have some chances of showers and thunderstorms on the way in our Real Country Ag weather forecast, as scattered showers and storms are possible this afternoon and again Tuesday afternoon. Now, breezy winds are expected again as well on Tuesday. More widespread rainfall is likely starting late Thursday and continuing into Saturday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of rain, high 63 to 68, relative humidities at 31 to 36%, south winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 30 to 35. We'll see scattered trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation, about 4 hours of sunshine expected. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower, lows 40 to 45, relative humidities at 69 to 74%. West winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. For Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of rain and thunderstorms, 70% chance. Highs 58 to 63, relative humidity at 42 to 47%. North winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. We'll see 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Thursday, partly sunny, highs 60 to 65. For Friday, cloudy, chance of showers and storms, highs 60 to 65. And for Saturday, cloudy, chance of showers and storms, highs 65 to 70.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on
into my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I
seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Better than we shone every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. This day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Metal was shone every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. Just don't happen twice.
And cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well,
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again. And there hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. I turn up the radio to drown it out. And silently I say a little prayer. But for the grace of God, do I must have been born. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. And I look around and all I see is your happiness embracing me. Oh Lord, I'd be lost but for the grace of God. That old man, he's walking past our door. I've been told that he's rich, but he seems so poor. 'Cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. And silently I say a little prayer. Yes, I do. But for the grace of God, do I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. I look around and all I see is your happiness embracing me. Oh Lord, I'd be lost but for the grace of God. Oh, oh, I look around and all I see is your happiness embracing me.
My lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination.
nation is her heart and mind. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Hello.
to you.